whoever's doing it is fitting these animals with a, with some kind of tracking device in the ear. So at some point, then injecting them with some kind of virus. Okay, they're then left for however many months. Okay. They're then found again through this implant, whatever it might be, where they grow antibodies inside their blood and their body systems. So the animals.
Medical science does that here.
Yes. Horses, I believe, are used to provide a vaccine for, I can't remember which disease it is.
Polio.
Yeah, something like that. So they then can find the animal that they've injected with whatever it was, who's then developed antibodies. Then they remove all of the blood, which happens in these cases, and then separate the virus from the antibodies. And then whoever's doing it possibly then has a use for what's left.
So they're using these animals to incubate vaccines.
Yes. Now that would then explain possibly why the tongue's cut off, because they cut the tongue off and test the tissue of the tongue before they then go and take out all of the blood to see if it's what they want. And the ear is possibly being fitted with a tracking device like at some time beforehand. Now I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's the best explanation for me. And you know, you say, well, it's pharmaceuticals or it's government or whatever. If it's government, how come no farmers actually shot anyone with a shotgun doing this?
Because if they took these animals away out of the field in order to exsanguinate and take all the blood out, because they never find the blood in the field, then why would they bother putting them back?
Exactly. And there's no explanation as to how they actually managed to remove all of the blood. That's explained in the documentary.
All right, one of the questions I had earlier, which is now scrolled off the screen, was 2 minutes to describe what's doing this. You know about all the different alien species.
There's no way I'm going to sit on camera and say what I think's doing this, because I don't know. All I know is that there is indisputable evidence which proves it's not predators, and it's probably not a government project.
It's not a known predator.
One thing you haven't touched on yet is the fact that on no occasion has any human ever been seen or caught in any of these incidents or arrested. So no one's been arrested or even seen. So
there's never tracks,
now. There's been incidents where farmers have you know, been so annoyed at this problem that they've staked out a field at night where this activity is going on, and they've even invested in infrared equipment which will trigger cameras. Okay, so they'll send it through the infrared equipment above the level of the sheep, stake them out, stayed up all night,
with shotguns.
The equipment's triggered, and they see nothing. And then in the morning, yards from where they were, mutilated sheep. So it's extremely covert, whatever's doing it.